Okay, we are up to Kuf Tesem and Aleph, and we are up to Tanya Kavasa Dervashi. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, wide line. And we wanted to know the interpretation in the Mishnah of why Rabbi Elazar said no Yibum in the case when a guy married a woman twice, divorced her, remarried her. So the first chat in Rabbi Elazar was that he was subic whether Misa Mapelas and Neshuan Rishayna Mapilim, which means you go by the day of death, or you look out through the history of the whole marriage. And since at one point she wasn't eligible to Yibum, so therefore no more Yibum. That's one way of learning. That was the first chat, Abayi's chat. Rava said it's because people might not know that she was taken back. They might think he's being Miyabim, his brother's divorced wife. And therefore they said no Yibum. And the third shot was Ravashi that said it's a Gzeira. It's a Gzeira up to the case when he marries a girl rabbinically, and she was once married to him biblically. Her father had married her off. Then she got divorced. Then he remarried her rabbinically, where there's no mitzvah of Yibum because she's a Grushas Achav Midraisa, and she never became an adult. And therefore, they made a Gzeira. They said any second marriage to a brother, we don't allow Yibum. That's Ravashi's shot. And that's what we're going to prove right now. Tanya, I mean, not prove, but we're going to bring a riot like him. Tanya Kavasa to Ravashi. Baidim Chachamim L'Rav Elazar. And our Mishnah doesn't say that, but in the Braisa it says, the Chachamim agreed to Rav Elazar that we don't allow Yibum in the following case. B'ktana Shesiyah V'yav. B'ktana that her father married her off biblically, but it's Garsha. Hayik Yisayma B'chayav. She's now considered an orphan in the lifetime of her father, which means the father can no longer marry her off biblically, then Zira, and now he took her back rabbinically and died. Chasur liyavim, they should gerisha, gerish and gemurim, then chazarasa, chazara gemurim, because her divorce was a biblical divorce, and her remarriage was not complete, meaning it was only rabbinic. Madvar mamurim shikshikshikshikhtana vachzirakshikhtana. When do we say this? Is when he divorced her Zikhtana and then took her back rabbinically as Zikhtana. Avagirshik Shikhtana Vechzirik Shikdailam. What if he married her biblically as Zikhtana? Divorced her. Now she's an adult and she remarries him. That's a biblical marriage. Uyinami, Hechzirik Shikhtana Vegadlatzloy. Or he took her back as Zikhtana, but she turned 12. And now it's a biblical marriage.
He lived with her after.
Well, that's Gemara later on, but we'll assume yes. Umeis. Because Rabbi Elazar makes the Gzeira. Here it's clear, right? Rabbanan agreed to Rabbi Elazar, but they argue in a certain case. That means they're saying Rabbi Elazar based his halacha on that case. It's a riot to Ravashi. If not, what do we mean Rabbanan agreed to Rabbi Elazar? What does it got to do one with the other? How does Rabbi Elazar built from this halacha that even in a case where there should be Yibum and Chalitza, when it's biblical, he still said Chalitza's Loi Misavemis, because he made the Gzeira. The way the Braisa set it up, it indicates Rabbi Elazar is expanding the halacha to a Gzeira, which is what Ravashi said. I'm sorry, Dr. Harris had a question. Rashi. B'medvar Mamurim, the Chachamim Maidim Kishigir Shikshikhtana B'kibul Avi Agita, her father accepted her get. The Chzirak Shikhtana and brought her back as Chzirakhtana. The Enkayach Loilo Viyav Loilo Lakacha. Father and her have no right to Makadacha. Umeis Chzirakhtana. The Loibolo Mishigadla. Didn't live with her after Godless. The Havibiyav Mishigadla Kedusha, which is what you spoke out. That he lived with her after 12, turns into a marriage biblical. The Godla Hatzla Amina Stambi Rishayna Mishigadla Kedusha name. We say the Mistamba, the first time he lives with her, that is a biblical Kedusha.
Wait. He died at what age was she?
Chzirakhtana.
So what do you mean that he didn't live with her?
No, meaning Meis Chzirakhtana is to preclude, meaning what we're saying is it never turned biblical.
She never became a Gadol to even be able to live with her.
True. But what if she became a Gadol he didn't live with her?
Then would she be the same as a Chzirakhtana?
Exactly. So Rashi's just stressing the reason we wanted to die as a Chzirakhtana is that it didn't turn biblical.
We don't want to get into that.
Exactly.
How do you have a biblical divorce on a rabbinic marriage?
No. The father married her off. It's biblical. It was a biblical marriage. He divorced her. But once the father married her off once, he can't marry her off a second time. So the second time is rabbinic.
Once he dies and she turns 12, he's dead. Can't make a marriage. Can't make it. That's what he means to say. Once he dies, when she's 12, there's never going to be a bia.
No, but all Rashi's trying to say, it's not the age, it's the bia after the age. That's what Rashi's trying to tell you. That even though the Bryce is stressing the age, what it means is the bia after the age.
Avoiding that situation.
Not avoiding it, it's just not getting involved, right? Call it avoiding. When she dies as a katana, it's obviously not biblical.
Right.
If she dies when he dies, she's 12, we'll have to ask questions.
So now when she becomes a gadola, even...
Well, obviously if he's dead, he's dead.
Her status stays...
Kid, again, he has to do a biblical kedushin.
Right.
If he's dead, he can't do the biblical kedushin.
If she was to say 11... Can they do Yibum while she's still a katana?
That's a McLaren, because whether Tana can have... Pashas, yeah, Tana can have Yibum, yeah.
Even in this case?
A rabbinic Yibum. Not in this
right.
case, but not in this case, because she was once married biblically and she's divorced biblically.
Okay.
Back to Rashi, Shema Blesser, I'm going to tell you, 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 Rabbi Blazer must have talked about that case, the time of the Bechor Yenisa Mishimha. The other cases is Xera because of this case. Rabbanu said, we don't make the Xera, but we agree in that case that you're right. Zakti Gemara Baiter. Boi Minei Rava Merav Nachman. Rava asked Rav Nachman the following Shaila. Sarasa Mahu. Okay, what happened is as follows. Ruvei married Rachel as a Ketana, biblically. Divorced her. Remarried her, rabbinically. Right. He died, she can't have Yibum, because she was married biblically, divorced biblically, and only remarried rabbinically. How about her tzara, who was biblically married to Reuven, a total wife of Reuven, but a tzara of a woman who can't have Yibum?
Why is she worse than Tzar's Erev?
What?
Why is she not considered Tzar's Erev? She's an Erev. That's why she can't be. What the Hav mean?
Okay, sorry, I was wrong. Take it back. You're right. She's a Tzar's Erev. Case in Reblazer. Let's go with Reblazer's case. Where he made the Xero. Woman was married biblically, got divorced biblically, remarried biblically. So Blazer said, we don't allow Yibum. Because we're afraid, Ravashi said, you might do Yibum in a case when it's only a second rabbinic marriage. Right? Blazer in the Mishnah. Blazer in the Mishnah said that even though the second marriage is biblical, we make Xerim, we do not allow Yibum. How about her Tzara?
You're better off doing the chalitza too, though.
Again, how about her tzara? Can he be miyabim her tzara?
No.
Why not? It's not a tzara, it's Erevo.
It's
an Xero.
It's an extension of Xero.
That's the Shiloh. Again, Ruvei married Rachel biblically, divorced her biblically, remarried her biblically, died. The Rabbanon say, you can do Yibum. Go by the time of death. Rabbi Lazar made Xera. If you let him do Yibum then, he might do Yibum to a woman he only remarried rabbinically. That was Rav Ashi's shot in Rabbi Lazar. So he made Xera. We said no Yibum. How about a Tzara? The Tzara was married straight. Something Gemara. Bar Minei Rav Amar of Nachman. Tzarasim Ahu. Amalei. He goof Xera. But not make him think Xera Xera. The whole thing is Xera about her. You're expanding the Xera now to include Tzara? Zakti Gemara Batayim Mishum Ablazer Amr Hiva Tzara Chaletzas. But the Brisa seems to say Tzara can only get Chalitza. So we do expand the Xera. Zakti Gemara Hiva Tzara Chaletzas. The Brisa says both get Chalitza. They both need Chalitza. Elohi Oy Tzara. Teretz is you'll change in Lav Ayi Oy Tzara Chaletzas, right? So we see clearly that the Tzara can only get Chalitza. Zogta Gemara, Lav Terutzikim Atarzis, Tritzachi Hichaletis, Terasachaletis, and Zedem. You have to change the words in the Braisa. Once you change the words in the Braisa, you can change them any way you want to. See, had the Braisa been intact, you would have had a good riot and the Tzara can't have evil. But it doesn't make sense, the Braisa. The Braisa says they both need Chalitza, and they don't both need Chalitza. Terrence says you'll change the words in the Braisa.
They do both need Chalitza.
Why?
You're extending the Gzera.
Why they both need Chalitza? They're co-wives. Terrence says you'll change the words in the Braisa. Once you change it your way, I'll change it my way. Rashi.
You can't do chalitza
to two,
can you?
You can do chalitza all you want, you know what I mean? You can do chalitza to 60 women if you want to. It's a meaningless act. What?
Do we ever find such thing that two people, both wives require chalitza?
Yes, we had it. By chalitza psula, we had there all the way at the beginning of the third parak, we had a discussion of that. Rashi, Tzareset.
That's not what's happening here.
No, he brought up something. He said, we never find out. That's all I said. I was reacting to him.
I know, but it's Mashmah that both need to
come. And we change it. We say it's not true.
That was the problem.
Tzareset, the Mechzer, Gedayel, Rabbi Lazar, Mahu. He grew from Gzerim, Shem Yisem, and Bechayav. Gzer, Legzerim, Tzareset, Atihi, Tzareset, because of Rabbi Chaletzus. In Baal Yom, I'm Lizankik, Lo Chaletzus. Pateres, Tzareset. But let me say Emes. I'm this good to Rasa. Let me say Emes. You never drop. Once you change it, you change it. What?
Which means
that
now what? That is changed. So that
was. So we don't know Pshat. We have a Shaila. He answered that we don't expand.
No riot.
Can't prove it. That's it.
Why can't you just say we don't make a Gezer on a Gezer?
That's what he answered him. So he asked him from the Brisa. So he got out of the Brisa. You're right. The answer was we don't expand a Gezer. He asked them, the Braisa said, we do. So he proved them that the Braisa didn't say that. That's all. Zog the Mishnah Vayta. Shnei Achim Nesuim L'Shnei Achios Ketanis. Two brothers married rabbinically to two Ketanis. Okay? We're going to have a whole bunch of these cases now through the next parak. But let's go now to the first case. Reuven and Shimon married two girls, not related to each other. And they're both rabbinic marriages. Umayz by the shalachas mem, and Reuven died. Utaytim shemachay sisha. Since they're both rabbinic marriages, Marushach, it's his rabbinic wife, right? Shimon is married. They were sisters. I made a mistake. Two brothers married to two sisters that are ketanis. Reuven and Shimon married Rachel and Leah. 8, and Leah was 9. And then Reuven died. And Rachel falls to Yibum rabbinically to Shimon. But rabbinically, she's Shimon's wife's sister. So she's an erva. She's an erva, biblical erva. Well, not really. She's a rabbinic erva. She's his rabbinic wife's sister. So he can't do Yibum because the mitzvah of Yibum is rabbinic and the erva is rabbinic. So the erva that's rabbinic cancels the mitzvah of Yibum that's rabbinic. Reuven and Shimon married two sisters. One was 8 and one was 9. Reuven died. Shimon has a rabbinic mitzvah to be miyav Reuven's wife. But at the same time, Reuven's wife is his rabbinic wife's sister. He's married to this girl's sister rabbinically. So the erva to Rabbanon, it's a rabbinic erva. It's not really Shimon's wife. It's a rabbinic marriage. But the rabbinic erva cancels the rabbinic mitzvah. Just like if it would be a biblical erva, it would cancel the biblical mitzvah, the rabbinic erva cancels the rabbinic mitzvah. Rashi, Taitzim Meshavachai Zisho, Pturim Mechalitza Meibum. The Chreish Techa Rashis, the halacha is, if one marries a cheresh, it's a rabbinic kedushin. She can be a 20-year-old cheresh. Cheresh is someone who's deaf and mute. We don't consider her Baal's Das, but rabbinically, we made Kedushin. So Reuven and Shimon both married sisters. They're both Chereshes. They're both rabbinically married. Reuven died. The mitzvah of Yibum is rabbinic on Shimon. The rabbinic erva cancels the rabbinic mitzvah.
If his own wife dies, does he do Yibum to the other?
I have no idea what you're asking.
said they're sisters.
Yes.
Two brothers marry two sisters.
Correct. Both rabbinically.
So once his wife, his own wife, died.
Before the brother died or after the brother died?
After.
Well, at the time of death, there was no mitzvah of yibum.
Right.
Here we go now to the cases that get more involved. G'dayla Uktana. Reuven and Shimon married two sisters. One was a biblical marriage, and one was a rabbinic marriage. Not the same case as before, that they both married rabbinically. One married biblically, and one married rabbinically. Meis Baila Shoktana. Reuven married the 8-year-old, and Shimon married the 12-year-old. And Reuven died. Shimon has a rabbinic mitzvah of Yibum. But it's his biblical wife's sister. He's married to the other sister biblically. So Taita Mishum HaChayzisha. Taita Akhtana Mishum HaChayzisha. She's a wife's sister biblically. That for sure cancels the rabbinic mitzvah. That's not a Kiddush. The Kiddush is the next case. What happens? Meis Baila Shokdaiwa. Let's set it up. Reuven's married to an 8-year-old. Shimon is married to a 12-year-old. Shimon dies. It has a biblical mitzvah of Yibum to be Miyabim Shimon's wife. Was a total wife Midaraisa. It's a biblical mitzvah of Yibum. It's his brother's wife. He happens to be married rabbinically to that woman's sister. So he has a biblical mitzvah of Yibum and a rabbinic marriage that stands in the way. Reuven's married to an 8-year-old. Shimon was married to an adult. Shimon died. Reuven has a mitzvah of Yibum being Miyabim, his brother's wife. Biblical mitzvah of Yibum. He can't, the question is, he's married to this woman's sister rabbinically. What do we do?
You can't remove the rabbinic marriage.
Well, let's give the commission a chance, right? There'll be three opinions. So let's give the commission a chance. Zog de Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer, I remember Lamdun was at Tanisha Tamonboy. Rabbi Eliezer says, tell Reuven's wife, do me in and your husband. That nullifies the marriage as if it never was. And then your husband can be Miyabim, his brother's wife.
She doesn't want to.
Again, we teach the Tana to be Miyabim. We tell her, you're doing your husband has to do a mitzvah to rise up. It's a wonderful mitzvah. His brother will live on. Do me reminding him.
Guy.
What?
You'll get married to another rich guy.
Yeah, you're married to another. She's 8 years old. Buy her a doll. You know what I mean?
is that a real meal?
Why not?
She's...
She walks. She says, "Okay, I'm out." We don't take her out. We teach her to be Mamayan. That's what Rabbi Lanza says.
Who is taking care of her?
I don't. It doesn't say.
What's he saying? Who's going to take care of her now? That's the whole takana.
It doesn't say. Yeah, I mean, I guess Martin Bethesda will take care of her.
She's doing the right thing.
Rabbi Gamliel Leimer, Amina.
And the fact that she was Usher Midrabanon.
It would make a problem if he divorced her.
The Miyan will be Mavatal, that, right?
It nullifies the marriage. It never existed.
The Miyan will be Mavatal. Okay. Here.
The Miyan will be Mavatal. 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 She wants to do Miyan? Let her do Miyan. She doesn't want to do Miyan? Wait it out. Wait till she becomes 12. Live with her. Make her your wife. Make your wife now. The other Yavama becomes Achais Isha. And she goes out. Which means, Rabbi Gamliel holds, don't worry about Zika. Zika does not ban the relationship, A. And B, Rabbi Gamliel's opinion is, we don't care if you're Mavato the Mitzvah of Yibam. You're now being Mavato the Mitzvah of Yibam. When you live with your wife after 12, you are uprooting Yibam. Rabbi Gamliel says, so you uproot Yibam. He doesn't care. We quoted this from Gamaliel way back in the third parak. The Gamaliel Shita is Mutter Levato Mitzvah Zibum. He doesn't care. Listen, you're married to this woman. You want to stay married to this woman. You can be Mavato the Mitzvah Zibum.
He has a mitzvah also.
What?
Be married to her.
And not to stay with this woman.
No, but.
Why is that a mitzvah?
Why is it a mitzvah?
I don't know. You tell me.
To
this woman?
To which one?
No, remember the Katana became a Gedola, right?
But why should he stay with her?
You mean well, the problem is right now until she becomes 12, he's going to live with her and then the other girl is...
No, a problem that he's going to live with her doesn't bother us now. It's rabbinic. The bothers us is that, well, that's also true. He's living with his... That means Ein Zika. Means he can live with her because he doesn't have to worry about the bond to his sister-in-law. He has a biblical bond. He's bound to his brother's wife.
Which is greater than his relationship with the girl.
But that's the Shiloh. Zok Reb Gamliel, no.
Why not?
Because Reb Gamliel holds Ein Zika. Zika does not ban relationships. We had this machlokes all the way at the beginning of the second parak. If a woman falls with Yibam, can you marry her sister?
At all.
He holds Ein Zika, but more than Ein Zika. He holds that it's you're allowed to take away the mitzvah of Yibum.
What we're doing to this other, to the sister, is it
the
sister?
Yeah, exactly. You're doing to the widow.
The widow is that she can't do anything right now.
Right. She has to wait till they try to get 12,
right.
And then you're going to kick her out by living with your wife, correct?
It's like a
he doesn't want to.
He wants to stay with her.
He wants to stay with her. He can't stay with her if he does chalitza. Tachayis chalutzasai.
Then having a little brother.
If he does chalitza to his brother's wife, he has to get rid of his wife. She's the sister of his chalutza. She's not married to him biblically. He doesn't want to lose his wife. Rabbi Lazar says you have no option. You're going to lose your wife. Save the mitzvah of Yibam. Get her to do miyad. Reb Gamliel says, I don't care if you get rid of the mitzvah of Yibum. You want to stay with your wife? Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Don't lose your wife.
No, Reb Gamliel, I'm sorry. If you try to persuade her, but you're not gonna. If you can't persuade her, they're gonna force her to do it.
Again, Reb Gamliel just says, Miyun is the option. Doesn't offer you a second option.
He
says, teach her to do Miyun.
And if she doesn't?
He doesn't address that.
Oh, I thought it meant that.
You know why? Because if you really want her to do it, she'll do it.
She's in town, that's why.
Reb Zayach Weinberg, I heard from him. He said over a story that happened in Baltimore. I didn't know the story until I heard it from him. There was a guy that old age home, a nursing home. And he had one Jewish patient. And this guy was a frumya. And he wasn't going to feed the Jewish patient treif. And he wasn't going to make his kitchen kosher for one Jewish patient. So he gave her frozen meals. Meal Mart frozen meals. That's what he served her. So when the inspector came from the government, she complained that she doesn't get the same food everybody else gets. So the inspector called him in and said, you're being anti-Semitic. You're treating your Jewish patient worse than you're treating everybody else. So he answered, I'm not anti-Semitic, I'm a rabbi. I would never be anti-Semitic, I'm Jewish. So the inspector said, listen, I don't care. All I know is that if she complains, they're going to shut you down. Either get her not to complain, or you have to give her what you give everybody else. So Meir Weinberg asked the guy, so what happened? So the guy said, it was my business. Of course I persuaded her to take it. Did I have an option? I had to persuade her to accept those meals. If not, I would be closed down. I had no option. When you have no option, you can get it done. That's the same thing here.
No.
Reb Lezer says, you teach her to do meal. There's no other option. He doesn't consider another option. Listen, your sister-in-law's there. She's here. You got a big problem. Teach her to do meal. Do what it takes. Buy her $6 and 8 ice creams. Whatever it takes.
What's the issue?
Because it's a biblical bond. We won't call it Zika. Zika means you can't have a relationship. It's a biblical bond of Yibum. How can you... You can't just throw the mitzvah away. And if you do chalitza, she becomes usher anyway. Chalitza is not an option to save your marriage. If you do chalitza, you're not going to be married to her anyway. So you go to the lay girl and say, listen, girl, I got a problem. I love you dearly, but I got a major problem. I can't do yibum because of you. And I can do chalitza, but then you're out anyway. And I can't just let her hang you there. What am I supposed to do? So, I have a mitzvah of yibum. I'd love to do yibum. You're out anyway. I'm sorry for you, but that's life. That's life. I can't. What am I supposed to do? If I do chalitza, I can't stay married to you. I can't do yibum. And I can't leave it just hanging.
Why not?
Because according to Blasi, you're not allowed to have a relationship with her because she's your bond to that woman's sister. You're not allowed to have a relationship with her.
You're asking her to do that, that you can marry her own sister.
Exactly. You want to do your sister a favor? I can do yibum. Do me a. That's what Blasi says. Reb Gamliel says, forget about your sister-in-law. You stay married to your wife. And don't worry about the bond. She's bound, but it doesn't add to relationships. Not only that, when she turns 12, live with her and kick your sister-in-law out. Be mevatel mitzvah yibum. Save your marriage if you want to, and don't worry about your sister-in-law.
I mean, what you're doing now, Rev, you're saying with your story is that Beis Din will, it's as if it's their problem. What do we say this by the case of Chalitza? He was older, she was younger, vice versa. Do we say ever there that we try to persuade, but.
This is my question, she's trying to divorce or not. Back here.
What if there's another brother? Would that help matters?
Yeah, absolutely. He can enough that he can stay married, let his older brother do yibum for chalitza, and he's keeping on going. This is the only brother. The third Madi Amar is, Rabbi Shua Amar, nothing we can do. Ayla Ishtai, Ayla Ishisachav. Rabbi Shua says, nothing you can do. We don't ask her to be Mayan. We stay away from Mayan. We don't see Mian as an option. If she does it, she does it. But we are not going to encourage or ask her, do Mian. Mian is not a healthy thing. And therefore, Zachar Yeshua, remember, Yeshua is the one that treated the marriage of Katana like a real marriage. He doesn't like Mian, and the Gemara is going to explain. He doesn't like Mian. Therefore, if she wants to do Mian on her own, we can't stop her. But we are not asking her to do Mian. What will we say? Divorce your wife. We'd rather you divorce your wife than she do Mian, and give your brother's wife Chalitza, and we feel bad for you. You're not married to your wife, and you're not married to your brother's wife, but that's life. We are not going to encourage Mian, and we don't agree to Rabbi Gamliel that you can consummate the marriage with your wife and make it biblical and kick your Yavama out. Asa Levato Mitzvah Yavama. Can't do that. So therefore, Dr. Bishua, divorce your wife. We'd rather have that than Mian.
Divorce your
current Ketana, rabbinically.
Rabbinically.
Right. And then do Chalitza to your brother's wife. You can't marry her because she's your rabbinic wife's sister. Woe to him that he can't stay married to his wife, and woe to him that he can't do Yibum to his brother's wife.
Is it both Gedolim?
No.
If they're both
Gedolim. So then there's no mitzvah of Yibum, it's Echaitisha. Vait is Ishta Beget, Vait is Acha
Bechalitza. Why can't I just do Chalitza to the...
Then your wife is Echaitz Chalitza,
she's a
Chos
Chalitza, but she's
weird.
I mean,
I don't care, but she's Echaitz Chalitza, or she's biblically Echaitz Chalitza. Echaitz Chalitza is an Ishta Drabana, but it makes no difference. We keep Drabana too.
Even if she becomes a gadola later,
she's not going to tell herself.
It says now. I think the reason behind it being for a katana is like a way for she's a little baby. She's going to start. Ron's going to say, you know what? I was forced on this. I understand what that means. You can't force me on a girl, little baby. You know what I mean?
Okay, we'll see.
She's a baby.
Dr. Rashi. I don't know why you call her baby. She's 11 years old.
I thought she was 7.
She could be 11 also. He's cooking and cleaning. Maybe Bible shook Dylan's a trashy. But not full of Nebao Ktana. The Kasa shook Dylan's him in a Torah, that bond. I Sarah's a Ktana all of the Sam is Rabbonim. But I leave my life because it's Zika Deraisa. A marriage to Rabbonim cannot remove that Zika. Babala Kaisa Kikasai, Mayasu. So what happens? Rabbi Lezer Aymer, Shabbi Lezer says, Melamdin is a Ktana Shetubo and Boy. The Takan is she uproots her marriage, the Mayabim is a Ktana. Rabbi Lezer Aymer, Ain't Zika say Sarah's is Uder, but Gil Sarver ain't Zika. He says Zika does not make any bans. Climber, lay a leave of Zika, the parish of Bear Gamil. Hook a Gamina Mina, but it's Jabin Gdaila. If she wants to do me in Gzunta hate, then Mab, Tom thinks Tana has last year Tarno, let the Tana wait. Be in the Seattle Gamurim, make it biblical, but Tate Aluzum is a Machai Zisha. And then the Yavama is out. We don't care that you are actively being mavatu the mitzvah of evil. The our miklus of daily life, the pasuk of Tanolo, which makes chalutza, chalitza is not an option, and to stay married. Eli, might his sister beget? May malam the night till the morning. To them, the gemara is shrachik adam and amiyunim. If Yeshua's opinion is stay far away from me and discourage me. Mason Nami Layasatu said the Xavi Yashiki, she can't stay married. Taita Beget, Zula Tisabish Machai Skusha, Taita Bechalita. It's a question of why we discourage Yimian. Why does Yeshua hold we discourage Yimian? So, the Mepharshim speak out that the reason we discourage Yimian is because we don't want her to grow up and then regret that she walked out of the first marriage and try to get her husband to take her back. It becomes complicated. So just stay away from that. It's not an option that we look for. That's what the Gemara seems to say. We'll see it in a minute. Frank the Gemara Bishari. Can you teach a Ktana to be Mamayan? People should try to do three things. They should attach themselves to three things and keep away from another three things. He holds chalitza is better than yibum, so do chalitza, not yibum. Ubavah shalom, try to make peace between people. It's a wonderful thing to be a peacemaker. Ubavaras nadarim, and cancel your wife's nadarim. Just get rid of them. Having nadarim is not good. As a husband, be made for all the nadarim of your wife. But be yisrachik mishleish nadarim, and stay away from another three things. Minamiyan, don't encourage miyan. Minapigdainus, don't become a shimer for people. Don't put yourself in a position to watch things for people. And then you're responsible. You're smart. Stay away. Umin aravainas. Don't be a guarantor. The Gemara is going to talk about it. But to quote Mr. Itzinger, Zichrono Livracha, a guarantor is a fool with a pen.
I don't like this.
I heard
that before from
them
also.
It's not right.
You're on the other end.
It's not right. The Gemara's going to say certain kinds are okay, certain kinds are better not to. The Gemara's going to get involved. But basically, he's discouraging you is to accept responsibility for things you can't control. That's what he's saying. What is a guarantor? I'm being a nice guy. I want the guy to be able to borrow money. I guarantee his loan. He doesn't pay up. So what did I do? I put myself in a position that I have no control over because I can't make him pay. And I obligate myself, but I have no, I get nothing.
What do you mean the big incredible mitzvah you got?
So the Mepharshim speak out, the guy who lent him the money gets the real mitzvah. I'm an accessory. I get some of it. Not worth the Agmas Nefesh. Zakti Gemara.
I just can't believe he can't find anything else to stay far away from.
Well, we obviously want you to stay away from my favorites. He doesn't have to tell you that.
Where's Rosh Shekhar?
Let me just, the Gemara is going to go through all these six, so we'll let the Gemara do its job. And for the Gemara,
it wouldn't happen without the cosigner, of course not.
Let the Gemara do it. Let the Gemara do its thing. And for the Gemara, me and the mitzvah shiny. Reb Elazar agrees that mian is not a good thing, but over here it's to save a mitzvah, to save Yibam. Rashi, Nishar Lulamik Tana Shimon, Yid Bakaldim, Makfarish Time of the Kulu, the command, the Gemara will explain it. In a Rabban, Shlei Arvi shouldn't be a guarantor. Something about the Gemara, the Gufa, Tani Bakapar, La'idam Yid Bakaldim, Shloshi Tavarim, Chalitza Kabashol, in Chalitza, because he holds a Kabashol, the Tani Abashol Omer, Hakainis is Yivim to Lashumnai, if he marries the Yivam because she's beautiful. L'shem Ishus, this machloik is what it means. Tysus earlier says L'shem Ishus means so people should know you're a married man. You have no interest in the mitzvah, but you need a wife. You need to be able to put the talus over your head. You need to be able to get mafter yayna. So you want to marry her just for that. Tysus holds that's wrong. Others learn, the Amshus Leiman says L'shem Ishus means you need somebody to clean for you and cook for you. So you're marrying her for the benefits of having a wife. L'shem Tavar Achar.
You think he's married for love?
That is also true. The same time Rachar, Kilu Pegeya Be'erva, the Karim Be'Nayli is Avad Mamzer. This is Abishol's opinion. The Torah wants you to do the same mitzvah. If you can't do it totally the same mitzvah, don't do it. So that's what Bar Kapara is saying. I paskin like Abishol. Bavo Shalom. How do I know? Rashi Abishol Beperik Akaylus Tachaylus Sukkanis Yom Tshemlay. Bavo Shalom. The same Bakin Shalom Retzayu. Search for peace and chase it. V'Yamar Rabavo. Asya Redifa Redifa. We have Xer Shava. Ksiv Hacha. Bakit Shalom Veretveyu. Ksiv Hasam. Right of Tzaka V'chesed. Yim Tzachayim Tzaka V'kavid. You'll get life, and you'll get Tzaka, which means righteousness and honor. So that means, just like that pasuk is giving you reward, so your Bakit Shalom Veretveyu, you're also entitled to that reward. Rashi. V'yamar Abavol M'sektis Kedushin. Asi Radifa Radifa, Tashlum Schar Gledl, a great amount of reward, Bavah Shalom, to make peace. Shalom Shaykh Praisayim Bailam Azeb, La Karen Kayam Isloy Lailam Abab. He eats the fruits in this world and he has this principle put away for the next world. Kigmilus Chasadim, like when you do kindness to others, the Sibu Yimsachayim Tzaka Bailam Abab, and covered Bailam Azeb. Something about Vaitar, Bafaras Nadarim. You should stay away. I mean, you should be active and cancel the darim. Krem Nassim. The Tanya Reb Nassim Eimer, Hanoidik Yilubana Bama. Making the darim is like building a bama. The Ron explains, the Torah gave you rules. The Torah wants you to follow the Torah's religion, not your own religion. Don't try to do things that the Rabbi Nishlam doesn't want. You want to serve the Rabbi Nishlam. You want to decide how you serve the Rabbi Nishlam. You want to make a bama in your backyard and bring a carbon to Hashem. Well, Hashem says, I don't need you to do that. I want you to listen to me and do it my way. Same thing to Dorim. Extra Isurim. Why are you doing it? Teretz is, you want to make your own thing. Well, the Rabbi Yisrael is not interested in people's own religions. He wants you to follow his religion.
It's going to help him.
What?
It's going to help him.
Depends. It's like there's times that the Dorim are good, but on a regular basis. A Mekaimek Yilhikram of carbon, and keeping it is even worse, meaning get rid of it. Rashi, Kilubban Abama, B'shas Isser Habamas, the Chaytehu, is the sinner. The Chsivich Yisech Dolin Dohol, Yisech Diyo B'chochet, Kilhikram carbon, Sh'avol of Shtei Averis, Eleyelach Aitzuchochem Yatirenu, Tzu Averis, building it and being makrib, Kadesh Lo Yerogu B'kach. We don't want people to make Nadarim, so therefore a person's wife makes Nadarim, cancel them.
This one's talking about how far she's talking about a wife, right?
Well, he means Tataris Nadarim as well, but he's talking about a person should make sure his wife has Nadarim. He has control over that.
He's talking about that, but in other words, a person makes another, is this...
We don't want people to make Nadarim.
So, Nazir makes another.
We don't want people to become Nazir.
Why do we always say that Nazir, his Avera is that he kept away from the good things that Hashem made in
the... That means it's an Avera.
Is there also because...
Same thing. Zogtik of Arbeit. V'yisrachik mishloi shedvarim. Here we are. Min ha-miyunim, du me gadlo mechartabo. Can I just finish the next three lines? Maybe she'll get older and she'll have regrets that she made Miyun. And then she'll try to get him back, and we don't want that to happen. So the Gemara limits. Being a Pekadon is not bad, but if the guy comes to your house often, you don't want him. You don't want to watch his thing if he's a ben bias by you. This will take it back, and then he'll claim that you never gave it back to him. You want to watch a Pekadon for somebody that never has access to your house? That's your okay. But if he has access to your house, you're setting yourself up for a failure. He's going to come, he's going to take it, and won't remember that he took it, and he'll blame you for not having it. The basic he based on, he'll take it, and then he'll ask you for it, or he'll forget that he took it, or he'll be amazed to ask you for it. Don't put yourself in a position where you're going to have trouble. You want to watch a Pekadon for somebody who doesn't live in your city? Fine. Somebody is around always? You never know. He might take it on his own. You'll never know. And here comes the one that everybody seems to have problems. The Arvi Shaltzion, which Rashi considers a name of a place in his first shot. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Maidach Siv, Raya Yoru. What does that mean? Bad after bad.
Misfortune after misfortune.
Misfortune. The Arev Zar. Ra Achara Tavai. The Mekabla Geirim, which we'll talk about in a minute. Ula Arvi Shaltzion. Now, the Arvi Shaltzion is someone who they can collect from the guarantor before they go to the borrower. Those kind of guarantees sets you up for disaster. In this city, the minig was, somebody guarantees a loan, you don't even have to bother going to the borrower. You go straight to the guarantor, let him worry about the borrower. That means Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon and you guaranteed it. He's not going to go to Reuven. He's going to go to you, and then you have to go collect from Reuven. Stay away from that.
That's not
going to
offer. We're all upset about it.
Right. That's why I said wait for the Gemara. And the Gemara is going to explain that that's what they do, but let's catch up with Rashi. Because the Gemara is in Ula Tekei Atzma L'dvar Halakha. And the third thing that's a misfortune after misfortune is somebody who is Tekei Atzma L'dvar Halakha, which the Gemara will explain. How does he translate the words?
Which one?
Tekei Atzma L'dvar Halakha.
One who attaches himself to a matter of Torah law.
Okay, we'll see what that means in the Gemara. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Shaltzion, Shemakim, Shemagnichim, Haloiva. They leave the Loiva, but type some Arav, and they go straight to the guarantor. Lishnachrin, Shaltzion, Karen, Shem, Aravain. The name of the kind of guarantee. Hashem, Natrikim, Shloif, Tites. Which means, Shailov, Atzmim, and Haloiva. He removes himself from the borrower. But Tekeya Atzma, he attaches himself ala Arav to the guarantor. Dites Lashon Tekua Lashon of attachment. Lamed Datzav Shofa. Attaching. Raya Yerua Ra Achara Ki Arav Zar Hamarev Zarim. Okay, that's gonna be the next Gemara. So we'll learn for the next Gemara. So we left the three things of our Kapara. We explained them. Stay away from Miyun because she might regret it and make a mess later on. Stay away from the second thing was from Pekadonos, from people who are around your house, because you might get caught, they might take it, and you don't get involved in something that you can end up losing out double. Here you are being a nice guy, and you might end up losing double. And stay away from my Ravine. Don't guarantee a loan where you become the main, what word am I looking for, the main guy he goes for. You want to guarantee a loan, you trust the borrower, he's going to go to the borrower, that's your option. But to be the first guy he goes to is making you work now to collect the loan, it's not a good idea.
Why did that city do that?
I don't know. That was a minute in there.
It might not be the girl that gets the question problem. I mean, the husband.
It says, the Gemara says she's dead. I'm quoting the Gemara. The Gemara seems to say she'll regret it.
She can't get married again.
It might be hard. She'll want to marry. It might create problems. Now, the Gemara now said three other things. And each one of these things need explanation. And that is, the Gemara says that Raya Yerua, it's misfortune after misfortune, for three things. Mekabli Gerim, which I skipped. I didn't explain why. And Arva Sholtzion, which we explained. Ulekeat Mavayalocha, which we didn't explain. So now we have two more things to explain why they're not a good idea. Why is it misfortunate? Ki Arav Zar, according to this translation, means he mixes strangers into the Jewish nation. He accepts Gerim. Stay away from that. It's misfortune. Why is it misfortune? What's wrong with Gerim?
It often goes south, Rabbi. It often goes south.
It does. But many times it's great. Many times it's great. It's Avraham Avinu. Somebody that's Makar or Bayrei recognizes his creator and he comes to become a Ger. Why are we saying it's misfortune to accept them? Zakti Gemara. Makabli Gerim Kurab Chalboi. Namar Ab Chalboi, Kashim Gerim Lisrol Kasapachas Bar. Gerim are as bad as a. How does he translate Sapachas? He's being very careful and give him a lot of credit. Like a Sapachas to his skin. It's not Tsaras, which is Tamei. But it's Tarzik, a form of Tsaras. And therefore, it's basically a negative. Now, there's a big Machloikus Rishainim why that is true. Why is Gerim like Sapachas? So you have shitas that go across the spectrum. Let's learn Rashi. Zok Rashi. We have Rashi to catch up with. Ki Arav Zor, Ham Arav Zorim Gerim Yisroel, Vanichnas Be'erov Vainami Mashma. Arav can have two meanings, mixing and guaranteeing. Tekei Atma, save the crumb, V'soyne Taikim. You hate the ones that are taken by Teach. The one who hates Taikim is secure. Kulam of Arishla. Chayatma Zayalocha, Shayim Haredi Shayna Veni Mikayim. Guy says, I love to learn, but I don't like to keep mitzvahs. Makabal Schar Limur. Hashim Gerim, so Rashi learns, Shayim Bekiyim Bezikduke Mitzvahs. Gerim don't know all the details. They become part of the community, and they're not Zor Bezikduke Mitzvahs. Ulamedim Yisrami Masrayim. And people say, oh, you don't have to do that. He's not doing that. And therefore it creates a negative by the fact that people follow them. It's not their fault. But they learn from those people who don't know better.
So it's better not to do it then.
That's what it's saying. Because the nuva gera leim v'nispechu, they get attached to Beit Yaakov. Other Rishayim say just the opposite. The Gerim are so careful that it's people say, look at them, they're better than their born ones. They're more careful than the born ones. We're Ma'ira Kitrig in ourselves.
Therefore?
So don't do it. They're going to be better than us. And it's going to, Hashem is going to say, look at the difference. That's what one of the Rishayim who was a Ger learned shot in this Gemara. Tysus brings it in Kedushin. Anyway. We discourage Gerim. And Dr. Harris said another shot because sometimes it goes south. We discourage Gerus. We have to know that the people are sincere and they really mean it, right? So we do discourage Gerus. That's the minute today. We try to discourage it as much as possible. We want to make sure that there's no ulterior motive and the guy really knows what he's getting into, right? Because most people, I mean, very few, yes, I shouldn't say most people, I'm never a Ger, I don't know. But I assume a lot of people have no realization of what Gerus is. They don't know what it means. The Ger doesn't know what he's accepting. He has no idea what all the mitzvahs are.
He knows what he's accepting. That's the only way he can accept it.
No, it's not true. See, this is a thing, it's a side issue, but not true. No Ger knows all Tayag mitzvahs.
Yeah.
I don't know all Tayag mitzvahs and all the details.
You get a pretty good idea what's going on.
I don't know again. No Ger knows all Tayag mitzvahs. He only knows what he's taught. You mechuyev to teach him some of the mitzvahs. You mechuyev to teach him all the mitzvahs. Right. This is a big Shilom Paiskin. A Ger is Megayer. Right. He accepts everything and doesn't keep something that he was never told. That put a question into his Gerus. He didn't know. He was never told that that's included. It's a big problem. I mean, it's not a problem. It's a Shilom. But a Ger is Mechuyev to say, I'm accepting everything the Torah will want for me. He doesn't know what it includes. He knows Shabbat, he knows Kashrut, he knows Taras HaMishpacha, but he doesn't know, he does not know.
I'm accepting everything the Torah wants of him.
Exactly. But he finds out things that he never knew.
He said, he didn't say, I'm going to accept what I know.
I understand, but he finds out things that he never knew. It makes a problem.